where we want to dig into the archives of our weekly radio program, House of Prayer Radio, pull out a question that was asked by a listener and handled by Pastor Scott McGann. The question was a timely one for this time of the year that we're coming into right now. Here's Ask What You Will for July with Pastor Scott McGann. Hey, Scott. Here's one for Ask What You Will. I'm really glad you're tackling this one, man. Is God a Republican or a Democrat?
Is God a Republican or a Democrat? Well, the only thing we know about God is what he reveals about himself. I can't ever remember God calling himself a Democrat. I can't ever remember God calling himself a Republican either. The Democratic Party in the United States is a group of people with a philosophy of government, and the Republican Party is another group of people with a different philosophy of government. I would imagine that both of those parties would like to claim that God is on their side, but I don't believe that he really would fit into either party line. God is God, and he stands above both of those political parties. And you know, in the book of Joshua, God had commanded Joshua and the Israelites to destroy the city of Jericho. And then in chapter 5, Joshua and the Israelites were camped outside Jericho, preparing to destroy the city, when Joshua saw someone standing in front of him with a sword drawn in his hand. So Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence. God doesn't necessarily take sides in our fights. He stands for his own holiness. And even though God had given a special blessing to Israel and had determined to destroy Jericho, God refused to take sides when Joshua asked him, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" God answered, "Neither." Now, as far as I know, God hasn't given a special blessing to either one of the Republican or Democratic parties. And as far as I know, God hasn't determined to destroy either one of them either. And so if you ask God, "Are you for the Republicans or are you for the Democrats?" I suppose you'd get that same answer: neither. So I think we need to turn that question around a little bit and ask, are Republicans and Democrats godly or ungodly? The Bible says that all of us, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Communists, whatever, we'll all answer to God for what we do with our lives. The Bible says we'll all give an account for every word we speak. And the Bible says that God will judge us according to the secret motives of our hearts. God doesn't have to fit into our party lines. We have to conform to his life standard. Now, Romans 13 says that the purpose of government is to restrain ungodly behavior. You know, if most of the people were godly and righteous, the democratic philosophy of government would work. But then if most of the people were godly and righteous, the Republican philosophy of government could work too. But when more and more people adopt an ungodly standard of living, neither one of those philosophies of government can work. So my final answer to your question is another question. Are Americans godly or ungodly?
Wow. Well done. I had to just add this much, and maybe I'm not adding as much as I am just stirring it up a little bit more here. Remember the little bracelet that came out a few years ago, What Would Jesus Do?
Yeah, yeah.
It has the letters there for that. And it raised some fair questions to, particularly for kids and, you know, for Christians in general, I suppose. What would Jesus do in this situation? We're always worried about what Jesus would do in a situation. Well, we already know what he's done.
Mm.
You know, what did Jesus do would be a much better way to go after that.
There it is.
And then, not long ago, one of the parties came out with this attack against it was the SUVs, the gas guzzlers, and they said, "What would Jesus drive?" and I'm thinking to myself, on one hand, they don't even want to bring the thought of Jesus Christ into the political picture, and on the other hand, they've just tried to bring Jesus Christ into the political picture by trying to get us to imagine what would Jesus drive. You know, well, I don't know the answer to that, but here's what I do know. when you read that account of Joshua standing before Jesus, that is exactly what I thought at the beginning when I saw the question, is God a Democrat or a Republican? I could just see Jesus standing there and saying, you got to be kidding.
Well, I remember when I used to play football as a kid. And I would pray, oh, God, help us to win.
Yeah, well, sure.
And, you know, there was other Christian voice on the other side. Yeah. They were praying, oh, God, help us to win. And God was saying, you know, I'm going to help both of you to play.
That's right.
I'm not taking sides here. May the best man win.
There you go.
But when it comes down to government, it really does come down to we need to govern ourselves with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Our word tells us that God puts people in positions of authority. They're not always godly people. They're not always doing the things that God would have a person to do, but He puts these people in a place of authority. It's our job to accept it. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the addition of this Ask What You Will segment to the Highways and Byways lineup. Now, even though we have a large archive of questions and answers from our House of Prayer radio program, we're always happy to receive new questions, and we want to begin to build an archive of questions specifically from our Highways and Byways listeners. But that's up to you to make it happen. Now, there's a toll-free 24-hour voicemail number on the front of this CD, and all you need to do is call in, leave your first name or your CB handle, and ask your question. We'd also love to hear where you call home and even who you drive for, if you like. Everyone has a question or two that they'd like to have an answer to. It could be something that you've read in the Bible or heard someone else quote that made you wonder a bit. Maybe what you heard was misquoted, and that can be confusing all by itself. Whatever the question, call that toll-free voicemail number and ask it. You'll be part of a future Highways and Byways. And if you call early enough in the month, you'll make the next edition. As a matter of fact, I think what we'll do here is send a free copy of Highways and Byways out to the person asking the question when we use it. So that way you'll be certain to hear what you stirred up with your question or your questions if you have more than one. So if you want the CD mailed out to you for the month that your question is used, make sure that you leave your mailing address when you call into the voicemail line.
And I do believe it's true. You know they call me a holy roller. And I do believe it's true. Well, if you knew the Lord like I do well, you might be doing some rolling too. Thumper, and I do believe it's true.
Oh, you tell them, Marty.
Yes, I do. Oh, you know they call me a Bible thumper, and yes, I do believe it's true. Yeah. And if you knew the word like I do, you'd be thumping your Christian, and I do believe it's true. You know they call me a crazy, crazy Christian.
Anybody's been around you boys long enough, they know that's the truth. You
You crazy, all right. You crazy about Jesus.
Well, in this world we're living in,
you'd be crazy not to be a Christian too.
Freak.
And I do believe that that's true.
Oh, I know I do. You know they call me a Jesus freak now, now, now. And I do believe, I believe it's true.
Somebody reach over there and tell him.
You know